Blog Talk Radio.
I put my life in your hands and trusted you to handle it with care. You put your knife in my back with hopes that you could take my life instead. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Must you wanna see me bleed till I die? When I gave you my heart. One time for my niggas still riding with me. Two nuts for them niggas who colliding with me. Friend and foe, nigga, I don't give a fuck now. Cross the line, nigga, it won't be a touchdown. I'm that motherfucking nigga now who disagrees. In the ministry, so I don't need a click with me. Self-made, turn nothing into something, yeah. Solid nigga nowadays, it's so fucking rare. Niggas shooting at me with subliminals. I guess they done forgot that I'm a criminal. I question niggas' hearts like an interview. Cause they be always talking what they finna do. But I let the chopper talk back. Direct the nigga, shoot the clip and call rap. Respect a nigga gangster, still in all black. If I ain't black, good, what the fuck you call that? I put my life in your hands and trusted you to handle it with care. Put your knife in my back with hopes that you could take my life instead. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Do you wanna see me bleed till I die? Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? When I gave you my heart. For you suckers acting emo. What they mad at me for? Only G-O-D know. I ain't tripping, I'm just sticking to the G-code. I fed niggas from the heart, they was like sharks. I guess that's why my hand is full of bite marks. I guess that's why I'm moving solo dolo now. I don't trust you phony, stomp on me when I roll around. I'm shooting hella moves and I'm getting skrilled up. I do it for my city, ain't a nigga real it up. True life shit, I ain't gotta fabricate it. Winning on a daily basis, hating niggas aggravated. Yeah, I'm the last of a dying breed. Put me in my own category. When you on the top, niggas want you to bleed. But that just come with the territory. Girl, I put my life in your hands and trusted you to handle it with care. You put your knife in my back with hopes that you could take my life instead. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Do you wanna see me bleed till I die? Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
Had to show some love to my boy Big Gov. Heartfelt okay. Music. Welcome. Special, special show, Philly Shine Radio. Gotta show some love to West Philly. West Philly in the building. Wanna say, please, please get out and vote. Press button number 20 for Ray Bailey, Democrat running for your state rep. So you guys got to represent. And I definitely want to welcome my boy running for state representative, Ray Bailey. What's good? Welcome to Philly Charm Radio.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. This is Ray Bailey. I just appreciate the opportunity to speak to people about my campaign, my candidacy, about my past, and what does it mean to me, but more so, what does it mean to the people in my community in the 190, which is Overbrook, parts of Winfield Heights. We have Powelton Village. We have University. We have that area. And the fact of, you know, connecting with friends like Ms. Johnson, connecting with friends that helped push this and raise the awareness of who is Ray Bailey and why Ray Bailey chose this to answer this call for state representative. Well,
I like that you have a lot of options, and I wanted to first really commend you on helping people get jobs for the past 10 years. And I really want to first let everybody know about how can they get to work and what do you offer?
Well, when you talk about work, you know, a working community is a community to me that has less violence, has less vacant homes, has opportunity for people to have principles as discipline. So how do we make that happen? And when Ray Bailey say Ray Bailey for jobs, well, as we look at the state level, we first of all, when we talk about jobs, because I come from a union background with trade unionists, International Longshoremen Local 1291, and when I was at the negotiation table, we talked about new jobs coming into the Port of Philadelphia, the place called Southport, down there on Delaware Avenue. We talk about the state of arts equipment. We talk about 2,500 jobs or more. And you talk about the dredging, which bring bigger ships. So that right there taught me that if we get the work here in the state of Pennsylvania, if we get the work, who's going to do the work if they're not trained to do the work? So it's not just, you know, a job, but are you prepared, are you qualified to do the jobs? And we're not talking about the job. We're talking about trade jobs. So one of the things that we know is at the state level is job training programs that need funding. So when you talk about jobs, you're talking about training people for jobs. But then when we had our job workshop, our job fair, we also invited employers to the job fair that was hiring people right on the spot. So when Ray Bailey talk about job, we're working from two fronts. We're talking about preparing, job preparation, job training, and we're also talking about job opportunity through workshops, through job fairs. But then I just left a meeting, and it was a presidential candidate, but she was starting a program to create entrepreneurship. An entrepreneur is a way of, you know, creating jobs as well, you know. But when I also look into small businesses, you know, and they need that support base, and they need to know
do you have for everybody? Like, what's the best way for them to connect to you and these opportunities?
Well, the opportunity is going to begin on April the 26th, taking part in this upcoming election, in the primary, where I'm on the ballot and where I'm presenting myself as someone with a work background and a strong voice to be able to go to Harrisburg and to be able to have a strong voice on the floor for what can be brought back to our community to help us with employment. One of the number one issues, employment. So I look at it as people engaging in the voting process and having the opportunity to send someone up there that's going to deliver to the community what they need. Now,
for those who don't know, what does a state representative do?
Well, the state representative help legislate bills. The state representative takes votes, and they can submit bills as well. So when from putting it in terms, when you send someone to Harrisburg, and you go up there to Harrisburg, and you have to be able to negotiate, you know, where the budget is being made and where the funds are going to be submitted, and they sit on different committees. You have committees that you sit on as a state legislator where you may sit on a committee for the school education, you know, and how that's going to be handled. You may sit on a committee dealing with the senior citizens, with Medicare and medicine. So a legislator, you know, begins, he's your voice up there. Your voice needs to be heard. What are the needs in our community? So when I think about the needs and not thinking for myself, but thinking with the people, with the constituents of the community, having town meetings and find out what do we need, what is the main need in our community? You know, when I sit in some of the meetings in this election process on the campaign trail and I've heard some of the speeches of, you know, what people want to do, I think that to be effective in what needs to be done, you need to hear what the people want done. So when I sat in on Lancaster Avenue Business Association, where my sister is the Pearl Bailey Anderson, she's the vice president on that association, where she started a small business. And when she started her hair salon, the Pearl's Salon, I helped her start that business. So where I related to her immediately, because I knew when she struggled and she's been in business for like 30 years, I related that there's a lot of other businesses like out there. And they need to be able to, when it comes to assistance from the state, they need to be able to know where the funding is going. You know, now I'm hearing, you know, where they have funding coming into the West Philadelphia area, down by University City and Drexel and Penn, you know, that funding, and you talk about jobs for building, check this out, in my trade, you talk about jobs, and you get the unions to come to the table, and you talk about increasing wages from to a higher rate of minimum wage of $15 an hour for people to get jobs. You know, when you talk about when those contracts are signed and the unions may walk away from the table, you got to have somebody there say, I'm not signing off of that until we take care of the janitor. We take care of the maintenance people. We take care. There are other jobs out there that may not come in the trade union that their wages that people need to, they need to have substantial living wages as well. So
now, how do you help
them
find out, like, what are you doing to help with this initiative? Because we were a part of a march on Board Street the other day to fight for people to get the $15 an hour raise. Do you have any other rallies, or what are you doing to get that awareness out there?
Well, I'm a part of, again, I'm International Longshoremen's Association Local 1291, and we are part of the AFL-CIO. So we do rallies, and we have lobbyists up there in Harrisburg fighting to get substantial wages for working class people. You know, so I participate in working with the AFL-CIO when we have our rallies, when we get our message out to our members, and when that bill hits the floor and our opportunity for to make sure our voice is being heard. You know, we participate in that up in Harrisburg.
So I really, really, really feel that you have this ambition and love, like, even though how much you are explaining about everything that you're doing, You said you're a family member. Your sister, she has a business in West Philly as well. What I want to know is, what is one of the most, I guess you could say, what are you most proud of that you've done so far in your campaign to be the state rep for the 190th?
What one of the things I most done is when we talk about return citizens, when we talk about giving people an opportunity to have win a, and had a situation where they served time or something, giving them the opportunity to come back into the community and establish themselves, you know, to come back in the community. So we have helped many people in that era when we talk about resume writing, you know, how to present themselves to an employer, and there's certain rules. I have a resume writer on my campaign staff, and her name is Louise Polis, and she does, you know, resume writing and how to assist, you know, return citizens and how to handle that. So I've gotten people jobs and opportunities through that process that may not have known their skill set. You really say, you know, what you do and what you can do and given that opportunity. So I know I was a part of that myself, me and my wife, where I have a long-term relationship with Louise Polis and her, and she showed me how to market myself in employment. And so I took that and said, wow, share that with some people, and a person get to understand that, you know, you're more qualified than what you think you are. And you can bid on, you can bid or apply for a job, you know, in areas that you're skilled in and you didn't know how to present that. So that's one of the things that I hang my hat on, you know, and getting people jobs through that process.
That's nice. A lot of people need that help, you know, coming from out of certain jails where there's no hope, no rehabilitation. Now, my final question to you is, how can you relate to people to want to come out and vote for you? Like, how do you want to relate to people? Because what I'm going to do is repost this interview and spread it out on my social media. I'll send it to you as well. But I want to know, like, in parting, like, what would you say to someone going out on Tuesday to vote and, you know, wanting them to vote for you?
Well, it's about relationships, you know, and getting a person to represent you that you can pick up the phone and call, or you know someone who knows them. It's about credibility, integrity, voting on principles, you know, of strong leadership. You know, so the last thing I'm saying, that Ray Bailey has the integrity and the experience to represent you, vote for that. You know, in politics today, you know, when we have corruption and we have the politicians, the party, as you would say, and what that does, you know, do it really touch the people? Are the people's voice, is their voice really being heard? And on April the 26th, again, your voice, make your vote count for what you believe and what you think that someone should be doing for you in Hattiesburg.
Oh, that's right. I like that. You know, and a man that wants to help the community with helping people be employed through his website and Facebook page. Of course, follow him, facebook.com/Ray Bailey, the number 4 job. And also his website is www.raybailey4jobs.com. Now, what can people find on your website and your Facebook?
Excuse me, what do you say?
What information is on your website for people?
My website has more information. My bio is on my website. My website has relationships that I've already established in the community, in my workplace, and through my faith-based community. You know, my website allows people to get to know, because the more you get to know about your candidate, the better educated voter. You know, everybody can have the horns blowing and mail all in your doors. And one thing I'm sure of at 57 years old, that there's somebody who you know who knows Ray Bell.
I know that's right. So that's what's up. I really appreciate you taking the time to come out and give this information. I'm definitely opening up more ways to get you some attention, because we are all vote. You definitely got my vote. I'm coming out to vote for you on Tuesday.
Well, I thank you for your vote. I thank you for hosting us. And I just want to tell the people, you can follow day to day on Facebook. And on our Facebook, there's information about jobs, about job fairs coming up. So we begin the process. Of course, when we get in office, when we come to state, it's going to be stronger. This is just a seed of what can happen, you know. And Facebook, Ray Bailey for Jobs.
Yeah, one more time. Facebook.com, Ray Bailey, the number 4, JOBS. Well, I definitely appreciate you guys coming on the show. Much love to my boy, Jamie Mall Films. Hey, you my love. Much love to West Philly. You know, a lot of people definitely need the support, not only for getting jobs, but, you know, community safety and really, really, really building up. I love it.
Thank you again, Ernest Fire.
Yes, say that again. It's been a pleasure. I got something for you, Mr. Ray Bailey.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I just don't want the people to miss this opportunity. You know, you got other candidates out there, but I feel strongly about and passionate about what I'm doing and what I've done in the community. And I just want to take the opportunity to take that passion up to Harrisburg.
I know that's right. We want to give it to you too, and that's why I wanted to just keep it brief, just so that we could give this information out and we can keep sharing it over and over again. Everybody who's listening, I appreciate your time, and thank you so much. I appreciate yours as well, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you, Ms. Fires.
Bye-bye. Now,
bye-bye.
Everybody, once again, I definitely support Ray Bailey. I love, love, love anyone who wants to give back, regardless of what you can understand from this interview. I definitely want you guys to see that he has a reputation of success when it comes to helping get jobs, building up the community, starting entrepreneurs, and everything like that. So big ups, and definitely check out his bio. He has his own website, and everything is right there, www.raybaileyforjobs.com. And thanks for everyone who's listening to this special episode. Good night.